tonight's shiur is going to be about the topic of Lufnei Iver. You can start off the shiur by a practical question that was asked to one of the greater poets of our time. Asked this great poet that he has a hall where he has weddings. He is the owner of the hall, and he has his hall rented out to different people who are making their weddings. And he has kosher catering. However, he knows that some people, when they make their weddings, they make weddings that are inappropriate and unfortunately include many transgressions of halacha. Is it a problem of listening either of putting a stumbling block in front of somebody, in front of someone who is blind? The Pasuk says, listening either will seek a mechshol. And the Gemara learns out, this also means that someone cannot help his friend do a sin. So is this person allowed to rent his hall out to people who will use it and sin? Let's see if we can answer this question from the beginning of Avodah Zarah, that Beis Amud Aleph in the Mishnah, and the ensuing conversation in the Gemara. The Mishnah states that 3 days before the holidays of Gentiles is forbidden to deal with them, to have transactions with them. But the Mishnah does not state what the reason for this is. The Gemara on Vav Amud Aleph in 6a gives two possible reasons for this prohibition. One is Mishum Harvacha, which is that, as Rashi explains, that a person who is a Gentile and is worshipping idols, when he has his transaction completed, he'll be thankful to his God, and he will then thank his God. And the pasuk in Shemot, Chaf Per Chaf Gimel, Yud Gimel, chapter 23, verse 13, states, Ro Yishama Al Picha, that the name of other gods should not be caused to be heard by your mouth. Meaning a Jew should not cause a Gentile to praise his God. The Gemara contemplates another possibility. Maybe the prohibition is lifnei iver. Maybe the prohibition is when we give him something and he will now use it for avodah zarah. Maybe the prohibition is lifnei iver. We're not supposed to give people things which they will afterwards sin with. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? What if it's Yishim HaRavacha, or if it's because of Lufnei Iver? So the Gemara answers, the difference is if there's another animal, meaning, let's say we have somebody who is interested in sacrificing animals to Avodah Zarah. He takes his animal, and he will sacrifice it. If a Jew sells him this animal, then he will sacrifice it. However, if he has already another animal, meaning he already now has the power to sacrifice this animal, and now he's going to just have an additional animal. So the Jew is not really doing lifnei iver. However, the transaction will cause him happiness and will make him thank his God. And this will cause a problem of lo yishama al picha that we stated before, that a person should not cause the names of foreign gods to be mentioned. The Gemara says, even if he has another animal, even if this person is interested in sacrificing an animal to Avodah Zarah, and he has another animal, but isn't there still a prohibition of lifnei iver? Gemara says, we know that someone is not allowed to stretch out a cup of wine to a nazir, to someone who is not allowed to have wine. That's our prohibition. A person is not supposed to give Eiver Min HaChai to a Gentile. A person is not supposed to give the limb of a live animal to a Gentile house to eat. How do we know that? Because the Pasuk says, "Lifnei iver lo titen mechshol," because we're not supposed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, meaning someone who is going to sin in the Tekhasara context. So the Gemara says, we're talking here about a case of trei averi denaro, of two sides of a river. This means that the only prohibition for a person to, let's say, stretch a cup of wine out to this nazir is if the person cannot reach that wine, he's on the other side of a river. At this moment, he can't get it. He doesn't have access. By giving him that cup of wine, we are enabling him to do an iser, to do a prohibition. And in that case, that is when the lifnei iver applies. But if the person already has his cup of wine on his side of the river, so that is called chad averi denaro, that is only one side of the river, meaning he already has the ability to do the prohibition. And therefore, he has not, the person who is transgressing has not transgressed, is not going to accomplish anything new by taking that cup of wine. He already has the ability to sin. And the person who stretches out the cup of wine to him is not over lifnei iver. So the Gemara seems to conclude that when somebody is over lifnei iver, that means that he has given the ability to sin to this person when he could not have done it before that. As the Gemara says, the two key statements in the Gemara are Isrei behema acharisi, if there's another animal there, then there is no lifnei iver. And like the Gemara says, that when there's trei averi denaro, when the person who gives the thing to do, the object of iser to the person who wants to transgress the prohibition, so that is a problem of lifnei iver. But if there is the object of iser is already on the other side of the river, then it's chad averi denaro and there's no prohibition. Okay. Now, basically we have here a very interesting guideline that the Gemara states. Lifnei iver is only when the person who wants to sin cannot get this item at all. It seems like Isrei he has it, and chad averi denaro, and trei averi denaro means he has to cross the river to be able to get this out of Isser. Are there any questions on the Gemara we've done so far? Okay, so let us start with the Rishonim that talk about defining what does it mean that the person who wants to sin already has something, already has the animal. So the Mordechai quotes the Bahag, and he says that from this Gemara we see a person is allowed to lend money to a idol worshiper, even though that we know that after this person acquires the loan, he will go and give part of the money to the caretaker of his avodah zarah, and that the person will use that for taking care of the avodah zarah. So we see, the Mordechai says, from this Gemara, that is mutter. How could that be? By giving him this loan, we are enabling him to serve as avodah zarah. So he says, because over here, the small amount of money that he needs to pay the fee for his avodah zarah, to pay the service money that they need to service avodah zarah, the amount of money needed to be given to the caretaker of the avodah zarah is very small. And because this Gentile is able to get that money from a friend, he can borrow a small amount of money from a friend, no problem. So when we lend him this money, we are not giving him the ability to sin, because he can easily get that money in a different fashion. The Mordechai, in the name of the Bahag here, is understanding our Gemara
Islay behema achrisi, he has another animal, doesn't have to necessarily mean that he actually has that animal in his possession. Just like over here, at the moment, the person wanting to do the avodah zarah doesn't have the money to do the avodah zarah. But because he has that ability close at hand, they can ask a friend to give him that money, and it's okay for us also to give him that money. Another example of this opinion in the Rishonim is the opinion of Tosos. Tosos in Chagiga, that Yodim Amid Aleph. The Gemara on Yodim Amid Aleph in Chagiga states that how do we know that it is forbidden to teach to the Gentile certain parts of Torah which are not applicable to him? The Gemara states, Lo asa achem l'chal gai, Mishpatin ba yidom. He did not do this for any Gentile, for any Gentile nation, and he did not tell them their laws. Now, this prohibition is stated already in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, 59a, that certain portions of Torah a Gentile is not supposed to learn. As it says, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Marasha Tilas Yaakov, that Torah was commanded to us by Moshe, and it is an inheritance. Gemara says, Lonu Marasha, it is an inheritance for us, Lo Lahem Marasha, and that's for others. This is the prohibition for a Gentile to learn certain parts of Torah, that he is definitely supposed to learn the portions of Torah that are applicable to him. So Tosafot asks a question in Chagiga. Tosafot says over there, why is the Gemara teaching a pasuk in Tehillim to tell us that we're not supposed to teach this Torah to Gentiles when the Gentiles are already forbidden to learn this Torah? Why doesn't the Gemara bring the pasuk of Lifnei Iver? Simply, it should be forbidden for us to teach a Gentile Torah, which is forbidden for him to learn, as we are enabling him to do this prohibition. Tosafot says, why isn't this not a problem of Lifnei Iver? Because maybe there's another Gentile who's willing to teach him that Torah. Meaning, when he has that ability to already learn the Torah from a different place, there is no Lifnei Iver for someone else to teach him that Torah. That's why the pasuk, that's why the Gemara had to bring the pasuk in Tehillim of Magid Rav Yaakov Chukav Mishpatov Yisrael, that he taught as well as only to the Jewish nation, and Lo Asachem L'chol Gai. And then two to the other nations. And I did not bring the pasuk of Lifnei Iver. Both the Mordechai and Tosafot here share the opinion that when there is another way for the person to do the sin, when there's another possibility for him to get this object of Isser, there is no problem of Lifnei Iver. Are there any questions on this opinion? The Rama in Yoredeya, Simon Kuftun Aleph, Sif Aleph, that's 151.1, I see there's a question. One moment. It's a tremendous thing. Someone asked the question, what about Gentiles who want to learn Torah and walk in the way of Hashem?
One of the Shiva sons, and then we also discussed it 2 weeks ago on the air, and we'll get back to privacy.
The Rama in Simon Kufnun Aleph in Yoredeya, Siv Aleph, that's 151.1, brings this opinion of the Mordechai, and he states that people who say that this, that it is forbidden to sell people who are interested in doing avodah zarah things that are appropriate for their idol worship, and there are no other there are no other things like them, meaning if there is a way they can get them in other places, then there is no problem with Lufnei Iver. Now the Rama does not state Lufnei Iver in the Rama. The Rama says that if a person could get those things in a different way, those idol worship materials, then it is permitted to sell him those things. That is the first opinion brought in the Rama. And the Rama says that this is the opinion that became customary in practice. However, he states that Bal Nefesh Yachmir La'atmo, someone who is a Bal Nefesh, who feels that he'd like to do a more stringent approach, so he can be stringent for himself. The Rama brings another opinion, which we will discuss shortly. According to so far what we've learned, the prohibition of Lufnei Iver does not apply when someone can easily get the object of Iser by himself. Or obviously, like the Gemara said, according to these opinions, also if he had that object already in his possession, that definitely is not a problem. But not only if he had that object in his possession, also if he was easily able to access such an object, that would also not be with me either to give him that object. However, there is another opinion. That opinion is stated at length by the Bir Hagra, the Vilna Gaon's commentary on Shulchan Aruch, and he states that the Gemara which says Isle Behema Achariti, the Gemara which says that if the person has another animal which he can sacrifice, then it is not forbidden to sell him another animal, as he already has the ability to do that sacrifice. That's only if he actually literally has it in his possession. Just because he can go to a farm nearby or somewhere else another place which would sell him an animal for a sacrifice, that is still called Lufnei Iver. Only the literal interpretation of the Gemara of Islay, where he has the animal already ready, and he's just interested in purchasing another animal, then there is no prohibition of Lufnei Iver. The Vilna Gaon brings a riot to this. He brings a proof to this concept from a Gemara in the Darim, Daf Tanach Beis Amud Beis, 62b. The Gemara relates how Rav Ashi, one of the Amoraim, had a forest. He proceeded to sell that forest to those who worshipped fire, and obviously that included a lot of burning of wood. Ravina questioned Rav Ashi on this sale. Ravina said, "Rav Ashi, how could you do that? Isn't this a prohibition of Lufnei Iver? Aren't you giving an object which will enable people to sin? We know these people are going to use this wood for their purpose. Therefore, it seems like Lufnei Iver to give them this wood." Rav Ashi answered him, "Rov Eitzim La'Saka Mitnu. Most wood is anyway just for lighting regular fire. It's not a problem." The Vilna Gaon comments on the question that Ravina asked Rav Ashi. Ravina asked Rav Ashi, "How could you sell this forest to those who worship the fire god? Isn't that giving them an object to do a prohibition which constitutes Lufnei Iver?" The Vilna Gaon says, obviously this Gemara holds that even if a person could get wood somewhere else, as we know, there's plenty of wood around the world. These people, I'm sure, could have gotten wood in a different place. And even so, Ravina said, you can't sell that to them. That's Lufnei Iver. So this Gemara shows us that even when someone could easily obtain the object to do a prohibition with. If he doesn't have it in his possession, then there is still a prohibition of lufnei iver. That is the Vilna Gaon's proof that a person must actually have the object which he wants to do the issur with in order to sell him another similar object. This opinion is also brought in Yoredeya by the Pitzchei Tshuva in the name of the Emunas Shmuel. The Chazon Ish and his commentary on Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, chapter 62, writes that the explanation of the Gra has a very good logic behind it. The Gra is saying that we cannot give somebody the ability to sin. Now, that means not just that we cannot give him an object to do the sin with, but the ability to. Let's say we know that a idol worshiper has an animal. However, he will never sacrifice that animal. It is very dear to him. Maybe it's his long pet, his pet that he's had for a long time. So he wants another animal to sacrifice. The Chazon Ish says, according to the Gra, to give him that animal is definitely forbidden, even though he has another animal, but it is still forbidden to give him an animal which will now give him the ability to sacrifice an animal to his God. Meaning beforehand, he didn't have that ability, as he can never bring himself to sacrifice his animal, his favorite animal. Only now when he has an animal which he's not connected to emotionally, can he sacrifice this animal. That's lufnei iver. However, the Chazon Ish finds a case where one could sell this animal to a Gentile who wants to sacrifice to Avodah Zarah. That would be in a case where the animal the Gentile already has is going to be the actual sacrifice. The Gentile just wants to be reassured that he's not going to lose the animal that he always uses for his work. He needs another animal to make sure that he'll be able to continue his work. But the first animal he wants to sacrifice to Avodah Zarah. Chazon Ish says that in this case, the Gra would agree, if this person is not the only one who has an animal for sale, others also have an animal for sale. Meaning, the potential buyer would have a way to get an animal, and he would be able to do it no problem. There's many people who would sell him another animal. In this case, the Chazon Ish comments, even the Gra would say, it is permitted. The reason is, we are not giving him the ability to do the sin, as he already has that ability. He can go buy an animal wherever he wants. Not only that, we are not even giving him the object that is going to be used to sin with. Because the object he's actually going to sacrifice is going to be the first animal, not the animal, the second animal that he buys. The Chazon Ish goes further and explains the rest of the Gemara and the Nedarim according to the Gra. What was the answer there of Ashi gave Ravina? Why am I allowed to sell this forest of wood to the people who worship the fire god? Why isn't this a problem of lufnei iver? He answered, most wood is just for regular burning, for firewood, not for Avodah Zarah. According to the Gra, we must analyze this. How does that help? The Gra said that one is never allowed to give the object of Isser to someone who wants to do a prohibition with it. So just because most wood is used for firewood, how can we give them that thing which will enable them to do the Aveira, to sin? So the Chazon Ish explains that the Gra is understanding the case of the Avodah Zarah of the fire people is similar to the case we just described where the person has already a sacrifice in the wings. The person already has an animal he's willing to sacrifice, and there are other people who are willing to sell him other animals, that is permitted. The answer of Rashi, according to the Chazon Ish, in his understanding of the Gra, is Rov Eitzim L'Hasaka Nitnu, is that because there is other wood in the world, there is other places, there are other places where these people could buy wood, and they already have plenty of wood stored up, which they are going to use to sacrifice to their god. Now the rest of the wood we sell them, most of that wood could possibly be used for burning regular nice firewood in someone's hearth at home, in a fireplace, not necessarily used for a sacrifice. That's why Ravashi said this is permitted. There's another reason why the Gruff states that in a case where a person has the ability to get the item, but does not yet have the item to sin with, where it is still forbidden. This is the second opinion brought in the Rama, we mentioned earlier, in Yerodea Kufman Aleph, 151.1. That is the opinion of the Ran. The Ran states on Daf Aleph Amud Beis in the Ran, he states that even though the only prohibition of Lufnei Iver is when there is someone who cannot reach the object, like the Gemara stated, Trey Avri Denari is on the other side of the river, he states that even so, there is a prohibition, even if the person is on the same side of the river, there is a prohibition to give the person that item which he is intent on sitting with. And the reason for that is that we can't help people sin. We're not supposed to do that. This prohibition is a prohibition from the Rabbanim, from the rabbis. It's not a Torah prohibition. The Rama, in its entirety, now reads that there are those who hold, like the Mordechai and the Tosfos who quoted above, that say that a person must have no ability to get the item that he wants to sin with. If he does have that ability, then there is no lufnei iver. There is no problem. There is no prohibition. He states, yesh machmirin, there are some who are stringent, and that is the opinion of the Ran. The Ran says some people are the Ran says that there is a problem to help someone do the aveira. Now, nowhere in this Ramah do we see the word lufnei iver. As the Rama quotes these opinions, we see that lufnei iver is not even a subject in the Rama. The only subject he deals with is whether there is a problem of nisayeya, of this helping the person do the avera when he is on the same side of the river with him, when he's on the same ability to get that item. The Rama states that this is a question of nisayeya. Some people will permit this act of helping someone obtain an item when he can already obtain it. And some people say that's not allowed as well. As we stated earlier, he says that people have taken on the custom to be lenient in this regard, and someone who wants to be stringent can be stringent on his own. Now, are there any questions? Now, there's another opinion, which is that of the Shach. The Shach in Yerodea, on the same page, says that he understands the opinion of these Rishonim, that these commentators that the Rama brought, in an entirely different way. He understands that actually there is no argument between the two sides. The cases where people say that one is not allowed to help in any way the action of a sin, those are all talking about a Gentile, or someone who is a Jew who is not interested in keeping the commandments of the Torah. However, if somebody is a regular Jew, in those cases we find people are stringent. That is what the Ron is talking about. The Ron who talked about not helping a sin being done at all, he was talking about in the case of a Jew who is interested in keeping the Torah. We are not allowed to help that person do a sin in any way. Or in the case of a Gentile, or someone who doesn't care about keeping the commandments of the Torah, in those cases, are the cases of the Mordechai, the cases of Tosos we quoted above, who says that there is no problem of helping this person sin. So in actuality, the Shach says there is no argument here. To help a Gentile or someone who has no care in keeping the Torah sin, even when he has the ability already to sin, so that is permitted, according to the Shach. Why? Because we have no commandment about that of helping these people sin. We have no worry about helping these people sin. However, someone who is interested in keeping the Torah very carefully, someone like that, we are not allowed to help him sin. And this is something which the Shach says is agreed by all. The group and see how this applies to our question we asked at the beginning of this year. When someone in London was interested in renting out his hall, his wedding hall, to people who would do certain averos in them, the question was, is that permitted? So this question was asked to Rav Moshe Feinstein in the first volume of Yoredeo, chapter 72. He starts off right away by saying that there is no problem of Lufnei Iver in this case. Why is that? Because he understands, like the Rama we said above, that there's only a question in such a case of Misayeya, of helping someone do an Avera. Why? Because there are many other halls where someone could have a wedding. Someone could have a wedding in one of the many fine halls in London. Because this is only one of those halls, there is no Lufnei Iver. Just like when the person had an animal ready to sacrifice, the Gemara stated there is no Lufnei Iver. And the Mordechai and Tosos explained that means even when they don't yet have that animal, even if they have access to that animal. Similarly here, someone could use this hall, or he could use other halls in London. Because he has access to many halls, so there is no problem with Lufnei Iver. The only problem is, according to Tosos, according to the Ron, he says, there is a problem of Misayeya, of helping this person do the Avera. Interesting to note that Rav Moshe Feinstein has another interesting logical argument that this should be permitted, because of the people involved. The people involved, if they're planning on doing sins during that wedding, they probably would not care that much if they didn't eat kosher food. So he says, therefore, better to have somebody eat kosher food in a Jewish establishment than have him add to his sins by eating non-kosher food as well. This logic is also brought by Shlomo Zalman Orbach in many places, that it is better for someone to let someone do a small sin than cause him to do a bigger sin. To sum up the shir, we see that Rav Moshe Feinstein, many other poskim also take the opinion of the Mordechai and Tosos that for someone to give somebody something that he'll be able to do with, if that person can already obtain the object in any other place, there is no problem of Lufnei Iver. The only question is a question of misayeya, of helping a person do the avera, which is a rabbinic prohibition, not a Torah prohibition. Any comments or questions? What about a kosher store selling treif that is clearly marked as non-kosher? This is an argument among the poskim. This will also entail what we mentioned before, the opinion of the Shach. The Shach states that when someone doesn't care about transgressing kosher, so there is no lusne iver involved, or even misayeya, or even a rabbinic prohibition of giving him that kosher food, that unkosher food. However, many opinions argue on this Shach. The Magen Avraham is one opinion who argues on the Shach, and other people also argue on the Shach, and therefore it would be advisable not to give that unkosher food to anybody in the store. Any other questions? Okay, that concludes our share tonight. If anyone wants to see further, more arguments of Rav Moshe Feinstein about this case of renting out the wedding hall, they should look in Volume 1 of Yoredeya in Igros Moshe, Chapter 72.